Welcome. This is John Tisberg from BurningTruck.com. This is a recording of men who are graduating from the New Warrior Training Adventure Weekend. These weekends are put on by the Mankind Project USA. We've initiated more than 45,000 men around the planet, and we've been doing it for over 20 years. This weekend happened in October 2010 in Minnesota. These New Warrior Training Adventure Weekends and the follow-up has proven to be a very successful initiation into manhood. We all have small initiations in our lives, and most of them are unconscious. This initiation is very conscious, focused, and intentional. This is a big deal. We live in a culture of isolation, and there's lots of silent agreement that keeps that game going. It takes unusual courage to step away from that isolation and into something unknown. These men have shown they have what it takes. You'll hear gratitude for real connections built on authenticity, challenge, compassion, understanding, and acceptance. They have learned to trust other men, and more importantly, they've learned to trust themselves and their shadows. Through their unique adventure, they've bonded in a good way. These men are alive and awake. I hope you enjoy what they have to say.
So this is an opportunity for you men to take a step forward if you wish and say a little bit about whatever is bubbling up inside of you right now that you want to put words to. The floor is yours.
Hi, I'm Tom. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone, the Mankind Project, for organizing the weekend and all the work that you've done for us. I don't think we could have done it on our own, so so thank you. Basically, thank you to all of my fellow warriors as well. It was a privilege to explore some shadows with you, and I look forward to the unfolding of our relationship in the future. So thank you, and thank you.
My name is Frank. My voice is failing me because I spent 15 hours working in my polling booth yesterday. Six in the morning until 10 o'clock. Don't blame my precinct for anything. My feeling about the weekend was two extremes. I was very low at one point, and sort of miraculously, within 12 to 24 hours, I was just the opposite. As I was trying to get to sleep, I kept thinking, why in the world have I come here? And you know, by the Saturday night, I was euphoric. So there's something magical about this group, and I'm happy to be a member of it.
I'm Matt, and I'd like to second, third, and 23rd thanking people of the Mankind Project and all the guys that helped us out there to get us through what we were going through and what we didn't know we were going through. It was a miraculous experience at certain points of the weekend, and I'm just thankful to have done this all with these great bunch of guys. It was awesome. That's all I could say.
My name is Matt. You know, I kind of went into the weekend with absolutely no expectations. I had no idea what was going to happen. And boy, am I glad. It was intense. It was a great experience. I reached a point during the weekend where I was able to be pretty honest about some things that have been on my mind for a while and in front of 50 people that I didn't really know, and it enabled me to really trust. And I came away from the weekend with a lot of clarity and a motivation to kind of work on a few different areas of my life. So just a big thank you for the folks who facilitated the weekend, who were so accommodating and helped out. You know, I have a couple of special needs, and they couldn't do enough for me, and I needed that little bit of extra help, and it was a good experience. Thanks a lot.
My name is Nolan. An interesting aspect of the weekend was the when it came to, you know, opening ourselves up to all these people all these men we didn't know. It was almost easier that I didn't know them. I was able to be, you know, completely open with them, not only because the staff was pushing us to do that, but because I felt like, well, we're all in the same boat here, and you know, they don't know me, but they're being open, so let's be equal about this and return the favor. And even though I didn't know them, I found out, you know, by Sunday afternoon, I knew all of them better than 99% of the people I know in my life, men, women, and family. And so that was a very interesting aspect that happened within 48 hours. Another interesting aspect of returning home and being in everyday life the last 2 weeks is that coming in here tonight was almost as intense as the boot camp experience we had up there. Okay, it was like, oh my God, it was like a kid in a candy shop, just like you gotta catch up with everyone. And it's interesting because it seems like the weekend for me personally was honestly a year ago, but it doesn't seem like it was that long since the last time I've seen all of you. And I'm glad to see you tonight.
My name's Patrick. For me, I grew up with four brothers. I know I've told you guys probably six times during the weekend, but I grew up with four brothers, but still felt like this weekend was kind of amazing in sharing feelings with other men and how much men need each other in this world, camaraderie of other men, how important that is. I want to thank my friend Eric for encouraging me here. Thank all of you and the staff. It's really great to see everybody.
I'm Noah, and entered the weekend with some trepidation, but I really found that I kind of eased down a lot after probably 24 hours, and since then I have a greater kind of ease of being. Still have some work to do, but very grateful for the weekend, grateful for these men, and glad to be here this evening.
My name is Tony. It was quite the experience when I got there. It's like, what the heck am I doing? You know, a lot of stuff happened so quick, and I was out of my comfort zone. 48 hours, and coming back here, and I looked at all of you. It's like, wow. You know, we're like brothers, you know. It's like, I thought, and I've been thinking about people all week, too, for the last couple of weeks, and we did this thing, for those who weren't there, where we looked at each other in the eye on the way out of there, and I could look everyone in the eye, and I could feel that. And I never did that on the outside world, you know, it's kind of, I could look these guys in the eye and say, you're my brothers. We went through a lot. And I care. At first it was kind of like, what the heck am I getting into? And it took me a few days to digest everything. And then it started making sense. I look at life a little bit differently now. I try to carry myself differently and how I present myself and just my thoughts. And we'll get forward to continuing this adventure. Thanks.
Chris Bjork.
I'm really glad to be here. The weekend for me, after a lifetime of 12-step and all this other jazz that I've been doing and preconceptions, I came in with none, actually. And I had the most amazing experience. 48 hours, I was like, it felt like a week, it felt like a month, whatever. It was timeless. I was really challenged in so many ways, mentally, physically, and all were coming from a loving place as opposed to the way I challenge myself in those ways from a non-loving place. And that was the difference. And for me, I'm excited to know men in a way that's different than I thought I knew men in this way, and I know that I haven't. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm still you know, I'll still have little things that bubble up and I'll be like, wow, that's different, or I'm different, or, you know, I mean, things are still happening. And I'm really excited about the I groups and continuing the work in this fellowship and community, and I thank you.
Good evening, I'm Tom. And it's an honor to be in the presence of a band of new brothers, both behind me and in front of me. Yes, it was an incredibly intense weekend. A lot of buttons were pushed. There's still some dust that's settling, but I look forward to continuing my adventure and exploration with all of you. Thank you so much. Oh, and I definitely want to acknowledge all of you who were there to staff the weekend. I was so blown away with the amount of energy and planning it took to mount such an event. Thank you very much.
My name is Will. I'd like to say that the opening and the closing of the new Warrior Training Weekend were probably two highlights that I'll never forget. That was probably the most profound goodbye that I've experienced in 38 years. I definitely want to thank David Carr and Tom Weaver for turning me on to the Mankind Project. I'm very grateful to both of you and to everybody that I trained with over the weekend. If you were 23 men or 22 men, that I'll never forget. If anyone ever says, you know, it's all part of the process, I'll shudder for a little bit. But it's definitely a shudder that's in a good way, so it's an experience I'll never forget. Thank you.
My name is Tim. I want to thank first my sponsor, Andy Michael, who got me to come here. Everybody needs a sponsor, I think, to start you off on the right foot. Someone who will give you an expectation about that this is something really good for you to do. And it was. It was good for me to do. I wanted to acknowledge and honor the fact that all of these men celebrated something in their lives that was an opportunity of personal transformation. Each and every one of them did that, and I was a witness to it, and I did it for myself too, so I know. And everyone here that was on the group was a facilitator of that, and for that I'm thankful.
Hi, my name's Joel. Boy, I like to have thought that I've been through a lot, and so I wasn't too concerned about going up north with a bunch of guys and working through tough issues and challenges. I didn't think it was going to be that hard. It was very hard, and I had a hard time wanting to come back because I guess all through my adult life. I felt like a saying that we had up there was as a man among men, and that saying just brings, you know, joy to my life, and especially as I look through at my brothers here. We went through this process, and the men that guided us and gave us so much compassion, and just I can't explain it, but there's something very deep and spiritual that resounded in me through the process of going through the new warrior training. I'm thankful for each one we've done.
Trevor, a friend of mine, Dane, once told me about this weekend that he went on that was really powerful for him. And he gave me this book, Iron John, and had me read the book. And it taught me some things. I'm like, okay, this is interesting, this is good. And one of the things that he talked about in there was the idea of ceremony and how in today's day and age, you know, there's not really a lot that men can use as a rite of passage to go from boyhood to manhood. And I think a lot of us, at least for me, I suffer from that. As a long time, I felt like a 36-year-old boy. It's things like this weekend and these brothers of mine that what can you say? I mean, it was a powerful thing. I mean, you've got a lot of these shadows that sit behind you and direct your course. I have a lot of shadows. Direct my course. And it's good to get those out in front of me. And so,
thank you guys.
John, I want to echo the appreciation that a lot of the other guys have expressed when they're up here for the staff, for the other men up here. For me, I think that it's always been easy for me to intellectualize, to challenge other guys in terms of their thoughts and everything else, but it was really nice to have a group of men that were supportive and there for one another's growth and wanted to be a part of it and wanted to encourage it and help each other really take a look at some things that maybe we hadn't looked at before, or I hadn't looked at before. So it was nice just to get in a really good feeling place with other men. And for that, I thank everyone here and everyone up there.
My name is Bronson. I really kind of stopped trying to explain the weekend to friends and family since I found quickly that I just don't have the vocabulary to explain what I actually went through and the feelings that I went through. Outside of it was just very, very intense. And it was a beautiful thing, and I'm very grateful to everybody, especially to my friend Eric, who, as he likes to say, tricked me into coming out there. So yeah, I'll just thank you all so much.
Yeah, the weekend was phenomenal, and it was just amazing to witness the power of to think that there's 23 guys and 40-some staff. And I probably experienced maybe what it took a year of one-on-one, that 48 hours of experience, and very grateful for it. And I know that this is just one step, and I look forward to continuing this journey.
Let's give these new brothers a round of applause as they take their seats.
If you're interested in learning more about the new Warrior Training Adventure Weekend, you can check out the website at mankindproject.org. Or the short version is mkp.org. That's mkp.org. This is John Tisberg, and you can hear more podcasts at burningtruck.com. Thanks for listening.